Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Johnny Blanchard. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rene Lachman now catching. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens strikes out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Segui moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn juggles the ball. That's an error on Seaburn. Segui moves to third. Landis moves to second. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blanchard hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Segui tags and scores. Landis tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Orioles, 1. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Roberts moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Roberts moves to third. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens strikes out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Campaneris. Orsino reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Segui hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Athletics, 3, Orioles, 3. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Don Larson now pitching. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Blanchard strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaborn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lachman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Lachman reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Segui hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Orsino picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Orsino. Lachman scores. Causey moves to third. Segui moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. Seghi moves to third. It's 6-3, Athletics. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Orsino and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. 2 outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to second. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Blanchard hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Orsino hits a fly ball into left field. Campaneris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lachman hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Palfari pinch hits for Don Larson. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Bunker now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Diego Seguí is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seguí is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Seguí hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with bunker covering, for the out. 2 outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bert Campaneris now playing shortstop. Mike Hershberger now playing left field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio strikes out. 1 out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Seguí covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Nelson Matthews now playing right field. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowens hits a fly ball into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.